AM.
And it's always a privilege here on Radio K Pulpit to speak to the people from Labour Issues with Cliff Dekker-Hoffmeyer. And today it's Gavin Stansfield. Gavin, it's great to have you on the other side of the line. Welcome here on Youth Day.
Thanks, Sandra. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. It's actually Youth Day yesterday, but we're still celebrating today. Like the real South Africans, we do it somewhere for a whole week, right?
Absolutely. I'm sorry you have to be at work on a public holiday.
Yes, it's part of life. It's great to have a job.
Are you getting paid a bonus for it, Sandra, is the question.
I hope I'm getting a bonus extra for today. What do you think? I think it's something that I should be getting, right, Gavin?
Well, let's talk about it
and start it,
shall we?
Right, let's see. I think that's one of the questions that I've been asked over and over, and I'm just wondering, is the labor law really addressing bonuses?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one of those things where, especially in this tight economy, if people are being paid bonuses, we'll talk about the different types of bonuses now. I mean, you really have to regard yourself as fortunate, I think, when things are tough. So, let's just start first of all by, I suppose, the most commonplace type of bonus which people have hopefully written into their contract is a 13 check, normally payable at the end of the year. I say hopefully have written into your contract, because we're going to start by discerning between two different types of rights. The first one is a contractual right to a bonus. And as I said, if you seldom see them. In other words, an employer saying to you, I will guarantee you a sum of money at a particular point in time, as a contractual right. As I said, probably the most commonplace one is the 13th check, which will be written into your terms and conditions of employment, which normally, let's say, the 15th of December, as a contractual right, you will receive that 13th check, and the total cost of the company is worked out more accurately over 13 months as opposed to over 12 months. You know, December comes, you get it as a contractual right, there's no discretion. And as I said, that's written into your contract, something simple along the lines of you will receive a 13th check normally payable in December.
Yeah.
So contractual rights. Most bonuses, of course, the vast majority of them will not be contractual. No. They will be discretionary.
Mm.
And then we must distinguish again between the right to participate, and let's talk about a bonus scheme there, some sort of a profit-sharing scheme as opposed to maybe a contractual 13th check. And again, you must distinguish between the right to participate in a bonus scheme or a bonus pool, and then the right, if you like, to earn a specific sum of money consequent upon the rules of the bonus scheme and or the profit-sharing scheme. What do I mean by that?
Mm.
So a lot of contracts of employment will start off by saying you will be entitled to share in a profit scheme calculated as X. But when it comes to the actual calculation, that will be regarded as discretionary. So in other words, you have the right to participate in a scheme, simply put.
Yeah.
How much that scheme may pay you on a biannual basis, that normally falls within the discretion of the employer.
Mm.
And it will depend on a number of circumstances. Sometimes, it will be 50% on how the business is doing and 50% on, say, how the individual is doing. And again, exercisable according to a discretion at the instance of the employer.
Mm.
In other words, there might be years when even though you have the right to participate in the scheme doesn't pay anything.
Mm.
And it's in those circumstances where generally employees feel aggrieved because they say, well, I have the right to participate in this bonus scheme or the bonus pool, but it doesn't help me if the bonus pool is not paying anything because it's a discretion exercisable at the instance of the employer. And in this particular bonus season, if you like, they decided not to pay anything. That's not helping. All I can say about the exercise of discretion is that it's normally exercisable according to a set of principles and or rules of the scheme. As I said, one such example can be on a 50-50 basis, according to your KPIs perhaps and just according to how the business is doing.
Right.
But generally, an employer exercising discretion, even though the discretion is exactly what it suggests, is that it's up to us to decide, it must still be exercised reasonably or in the utmost of good faith.
Mm.
And that means that if there are principles which are applicable and the employer does not adhere to those principles in determining the amount of the profit share or bonus to be paid, you will generally have a claim against your employer in the manner in which they've exercised their discretion.
Let's have a look at the performance bonus. So we can look at production bonuses, we can look at payment of bonuses, but let's just quickly see. I don't know if that still exists, but there is something like a performance bonus.
Sure, absolutely. And again, it might be called a profit scheme, it might be called a bonus scheme, it might be called a profit share, It might be called a performance bonus, mm-hmm. but I think what that term is denoting is the mm-hmm. payment of a sum of money dependent on, as it could, you know, as a like saying, mm-hmm. performance. And the question is, again, performance of what? And I've already given you an example of could be a combination or blend of performance of the company, performance of the employer, mixed in with your own individual performance. Mm-hmm. But yes, or it could be a simple, you know, sort of reverting back to contractual right, is to say that if you're in a commission-based type business, and if you mm-hmm. meet your targets, if you like, in a sales type of environment, and if you meet your targets, you will have very clearly defined percentages payable to you as a performance bonus was consequent upon meeting your target. If you are, and there'll be ranges. If you, you know, mm-hmm. if you're 20% above, you will get X. If you're 40% above, and so on and so on. So yes, these things do exist. And as I said, normally a sales target or a performance bonus, if you reach predetermined levels, that will hopefully mm-hmm. be more of a contractual right. So that as long as you hit that level, that money is due and owing to you as a contractual right. There, the employer does not exercise that discretion mm-hmm. because you've met predetermined targets at the time of contracting.
When you look at the production bonuses, we've heard this over and over. Companies who want that should let people or have people sharing in the production, the better production this year, or the you know, the whatever, the what is being gained by the company in terms of the positives about this. Can't get the words now. But if you look at the production bonuses, what is the definition of a production bonus?
Well, it's normally perhaps the word you were looking for, some sort of incentivization. Mm. So in other words, having the idea is, and again, there are any number of theories written on the difference between fixed pay and variable pay. And fixed pay, let's say a fixed component of your salary, saying, you know, 50, 60, 70%, and then having a 30% variable component, mm-hmm. which is dependent on things like production and meeting mm-hmm. targets. And the idea, of mm-hmm. course, is, as I said, is to incentivize the workplace and to have them share in the profits of the business. Because, of course, people who are incentivized through the payment of bonuses mm-hmm. or incentive payments, they are more likely to contribute mm-hmm. towards increased production. So, yes, things like, as I said, incentives, meeting production targets, and again, those things generally only work if you're going to write it into a contract to say that, that can apply across an entire manufacturing floor, for example, where everybody knows that if you're meeting your targets, you will be paid X, and if you're exceeding your targets, you'll be paid X plus a percentage. Again, written in as a contractual right to make sure that that incentivization remains in place, that if you're not meeting the targets, and the employer exercises a discretion to say, well, you know, for some reason you're not going to get that, that entirely defeats the purpose of the incentivization. But fixed pay, variable pay components, definitely very important parts of remuneration.
I think it was just to always remember that, you know, as management, that we should communicate this to our people. If people are expecting a bonus at the end of the year or whatever the case might be, it might have been every year that they've been getting it. We just need to communicate this because it can be really demoralizing. People can really get sort of feel, you know, this company is not looking, they're not valuing me, they're not looking after me. But in the day that we are in, Gavin, we've got frame of mind where we say, well, be grateful that you have a job. Stop complaining about not getting a bonus. Surely there's a different way of approaching this and looking at this.
Yeah, well, I mean, Vanda, you make a good point, though, where people are receiving a bonus, maybe not as an act of right, and this is where sometimes the complication comes in, because people are receiving a bonus as a discretionary payment, but the point is that the employer has generally always paid it. They've always sought to pay it, and generally they always have. And it's those types of bonuses which can serve as a major disincentive when one particular year, maybe even for very credible reasons, the employer opens up its books and says, listen, we actually just can't afford to pay a bonus this year as we've done in previous years because of the state of the economy and because of the state of the business. That notwithstanding, where you've always paid it in the past and on one particular occasion you exercise the discretion in favor of not paying a bonus, you're right, that can be that can act as a huge disincentive, and employers have to be very careful about that. But yeah, you know, that's why I say bonuses, if you're contractually entitled, that's great. You see that as part of your total cost to company and part of your remuneration structure. If it's discretionary, know that it's discretionary, and know that it, as I said, in tough economic times like this, that, you know, sometimes you have not much more than a hope. that your employer will pay it. You hope on good communication from the employer that they're not going to pay it. You understand early, and that you can plan accordingly. Because yes, you're right, it does have a tendency to serve as the opposite effect of what it's trying to achieve, and that is actually to have people feel aggrieved. We've paid it in the past, all of a sudden it's not going to be paid one particular season. Mm.
And a bonus doesn't always make us feel valued. It's the communication, the respect, the mutual respect that we have in the workplace that really counts. Thank you so much, Gavin.
Well, the money doesn't hurt either, does it?
Absolutely, I'll tell you that.
As I said, bonuses are there to incentivize.
And absolutely.
If you're not using it for that purpose and if you're getting it wrong, then you just have to relook at the structure.
Exactly. Gavin, thank you so much, and especially on a public holiday, for speaking to us. We really appreciate your input, and may you have a wonderful day. God bless.
Thank you. Yourself, Anda, you're always welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. If you have any questions, you're always welcome to contact them. It's the Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer, Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer Inc., and Gavin Stansfield is one of the attorneys there. Can't think of employers. He is an employer, but he's also an attorney. But you're most welcome to contact them. Just go to their website. It's Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer Inc. And these people are so nice. They said for many, many years they've been with us here at Radio Cape Pulpit, and they're always willing to also assist us when it comes to like a little bit of a freebie, a free appointment that you can get, free advice rather, that you can get from legal advice, labor law advice. There we go. Nou ja, dis jeugdag is 'n vakansiedag. Gister was jeugdag, maar die